Countries around the world are celebrating International Women's Day, or IWD, on Wednesday, March 8th. The United Nations says the theme it is celebrating this year is Digital Innovation and Technology for Gender Equality. The UN says that from the earliest days of computing, women have contributed to information technology, but it says those contributions have been little recognized or valued. The international organization says 37% of women do not use the Internet. It also says 259 million fewer women than men have access to the Internet. Yet, women account for very close to half the world's population. The UN says women are largely underrepresented in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics careers. Bringing women into technology results in more creative solutions and has greater potential for innovations that meet women's needs and promote gender equality, says the UN's website. For this year's International Women's Day, Secretary General Antonio Guterres said in a statement, "Let us work together, across governments, the private sector, and civil society, to build a more inclusive, just, and prosperous world for women, girls, men, and boys everywhere." The IWD has its roots in the social and labor movement in the United States. It began in New York City on March 8, 1857, when female workers marched in protest of unfair working conditions and unequal rights in clothing factories. The workers called for a shorter workday and better pay, the National Archives says. On March 8th of 1908, women workers again marched through New York City to protest child labor and poor working conditions and demand women's right to vote. The first recorded celebration internationally was on March 19, 1911, in Austria, Denmark, Germany, and Switzerland. At that time, over a million people came out to support women's rights. After World War II, several countries started to celebrate Women's Day on March 8. 2 years later, the UN officially declared that date as International Women's Day in 1977. Some countries, including China, Russia, and Uganda, also recognize it as a public holiday. Past UN celebrations have included the issues of climate change, rural women, and HIV/AIDS. And since 2007, the U.S. State Department has presented the International Women of Courage Award to more than 180 women in 80 countries. I'm Jill Robbins.